Kunstradio. Radiokunst.
Akustische Eindrücke aus Prag, gesammelt und montiert vom australischen Künstler Colin Black. Als Soundprints bezeichnet Black auditive Bilder, die wie eine Fotografie oder ein Filmframe einen bestimmten Aspekt hervorheben, sei dies ein Gedanke, ein Satz, ein Thema oder eine Geschichte. Soundprints setzen sich zusammen aus gesprochenem Text, Soundscapes, Musik oder Kompositionen. 2009 hat Colin Black für den tschechischen Rundfunk die Soundprints-Episode Prague Pressings produziert, 2011 für den schwedischen Rundfunk eine auf Schweden bezogene Version. Dieses Radiostück, das von mehreren europäischen Radiostationen übernommen wurde, präsentieren wir Ihnen in der heutigen Sendung, zu der sie Anna Socek willkommen heißt. Soundprints The Prague Pressings wurde am 27. September 2009 im Programm Radio Acoustica des tschechischen Rundfunks uraufgeführt und in den Pool der Ars Acoustica Listening Proposals aufgenommen. Persönliche akustische Impressionen, aber auch Ansichten, Eindrücke, Erwartungen und Erfahrungen von Ortsansässigen hat Colin Black in der weiteren Episode seiner Soundprints bearbeitet. Sealed in Sweden heißt sie. Auch dieses Stück haben wir im Rahmen des Austauschprogramms der Ars Acoustica Gruppe der Europäischen Rundfunkvereinigung EBU als sogenanntes Listening Proposal erhalten. Herausgebracht wurde es übrigens auch als CD. Soundprints Sealed in Sweden ist um akustische Schnappschüsse und Eindrücke aus Schweden strukturiert, die mit einigen persönlichen Geschichten von Ortsansässigen, gesprochen in englischer und schwedischer Sprache, verwoben werden. Das Material, das Colin Black zusammengetragen hat, stammt aus allen Teilen des Landes. Das Stück ist sicherlich nicht repräsentativ für die schwedische Kultur, meint er, aber dennoch gibt es einen Einblick in Lebensweisen und Standpunkte der Einwohner, die interviewt wurden. Eine Frau erklärt etwa am Anfang des Stücks, es gibt die schwedische Kultur, die öffentlich gelebt wird, und es gibt schwedische Kultur, die man nur für sich selbst hat. Über eine bloße Aneinanderreihung atmosphärischer Aufnahmen aus Schweden in Kombination mit Sprache und Musik hinausgehend stellt das Stück eine Erkundung von Perspektiven dar. Mikrosounds werden aus nächster Distanz aufgenommen, verstärkt und im Vordergrund neben Makro-Soundscapes gestellt, um neue akustische Perspektiven mit einer Art Hypertiefenwirkung zu schaffen. In diesem Sinn wird das Mikrofon als Vergrößerungslinse verwendet, um eben jene minimalen Klänge hervorzubringen, die sonst übersehen und überhört verhallen. Soundprints, Sealed in Sweden von Colin Black, Dauer 51 Minuten.
There is the Swedish culture, I guess, that you show to other people, and there's the Swedish culture that you take part in yourself, I think.
And it was a big white reindeer. It's a big white reindeer male coming to the earth.
From the sky through the northern light.
It was a big white reindeer.
He died and the blood was spread out and that's the life starting.
Yeah, the Sami culture have born here in the north part of Scandinavia. And the Vikings, for example, they didn't come before 2,000 years ago. So, but the forefathers for the Sami, it was a small group who was following the line of the ice, and that was start to melting. Then they followed that more north and north, and we come here to Scandinavia and settle down here. And here, then the Sami culture started. And that's why we say we are from here, we ever have been here, and you lived here 9,000 years.
200 kilometers
north of the Arctic Circle. North of the Arctic Circle.
I had a blue sky, but that's reflected against the snow, the blue sky. If you look at the horizon, it's going to be like a blue sky. Even the ground, the snow, and the sky is going to be one together. Even the ground, the snow, and the sky is going to be one together. Something like a living thing, but himself, the nature, which is so big, with so much power, you don't really can grab that one. It's so powerful. I mean, the freedom of the, that you can get when you are there, this quietness, these big sceneries, the rivers, the water. You understand when you see water, okay, this is where the life is coming from. So that's what you feel when you are there. I hope all people could get this feeling when you go to this kind of nature. This is where we start, all of us. This is where we come from.
Det finns svensk kultur som du visar för andra, och sen finns det väl den kulturen som du tar del av själv.
I remember the night sometimes when I run through the hall. It was a quite long, narrow hall, and I was kind of afraid for the darkness. I remember that hall was, in the night it was much longer than it was in the day. And there was some, there was maybe some scary things somewhere in this hall. En sak jag tänker på när vi bodde i en lägenhet på, och jag tänker på nätterna ibland när man skulle springa genom hallen. Jag var lite rädd när det var mörkt. Och då var den här hallen mycket längre än vad den var på dagen. Och så fanns det lite farliga saker i hörnen som man inte riktigt visste vad det var.
I remember the night sometimes when I run through the hall.
I don't know, honestly. I don't know, but I mean, of course it's three. What else would it be? My favorite number, three.
Because I see, like, stable and good structures falling apart. It feels a little bit sad.
Three.
I never think competition is like a good thing. Maybe when it's like in the face of games. I mean like in the when it's just around playing games and like doing fun competitions or something like that. Not when it comes to like people's lives and or ability to get education or to get like go to the hospital and so on. It should be like something that's not hard to get, and it should be like very very easy and to get. Yeah.
My favorite number, 3.
Vi har en tradition av att ta hand om varandra. Vi har fria skolor, vi har fri sjukvård. Det finns kanske en tydligare tradition i Sverige än i många andra länder i världen.
Favoriträtt har alltid varit pannkakor, och då ska det vara såna tunna, krispiga pannkakor och inte de tjocka amerikanska varianterna. Och det ska vara med sylt, eller så kan man ha socker eller glass. Och så ska man dricka mjölk till.
My grandmother was born 1901. And she lived until 1995, so she lived almost the whole 20th century. And when she was born, horse and carriage was the way to transport. You made all your food at home. You didn't buy anything. Women were labor, nothing else. And she was 21 when, and this is my grandmother, it's not that long ago. She was 21 when women got the right to vote in Sweden. And she experienced, when it comes to technology and innovation, radio, TV, computers, ATM machines, the space flights, missions to the moon and to Mars. And once, when she was really old, she was like 90 something, I asked her, what's the most important invention in your lifetime? And she didn't hesitate 5 seconds, but immediately answered, the washing machine. The washing machine is by far the most important invention for women. In Sweden, especially winter time, washing the clothes was an extremely hard and even dangerous work. Icy, slippery bridges. You had to to cut holes in the eyes, to rinse the clothes. And it was really hard and dangerous work. So the washing machine made a huge difference, the difference perhaps.
Most people in Sweden have a problem with the winter. I don't. It's not that I like it, but I'm not too bothered about it. I don't reflect too much about it. I do get very cold, but I don't mind it. And maybe that's because I'm born in the winter. This is my own private theory. It was the first thing I saw.
You get roughly half a meter, from half a meter to 1 meter snow. And it's all white. (laughs) and it's often very fluffy type of snow, so it's very beautiful. The landscape gets very beautiful in the winter times. You try to work and forget about when it's cold. It's just work and long for the summer. Couple of months when it's darkest and coldest, but then in March you get the sun starts to come up and it gets very sunny and bright outside, so then it's a great time for skiing. So but during perhaps 1 or 2 months you just cope with it.
My mom, she was reading me stories as well, and me and her, we was like lying in bed before I fell asleep, imagining like world of sagas with all different kinds of characters, like a huge moose and a little fairy and fountain, which were connected to a typical lake of Norrland with dolphins in, and there was a big castle with like wooden, built out of wooden boxes with endless corridors and rooms. Yeah, I have a lot of memories from those imaginations.
During the winter we have like a few hours with light, and during the summer we don't have any hours that are dark, so it's like light 24/7. Sun is almost up during the whole 24 hours, and that is really, really awesome. I love like going by bike through a city
at like 2 a.m. and it's totally light outside and no one is awake. I mean, if you do it like in the middle of the week, and that is really beautiful. And it's also very beautiful to be in the countryside. I feel it's not that extraordinary nature here. But since it's my home, I guess I have a lot of feelings for it. And it's always very, very wonderful to get home after being like in the south during the summer. Because when I go to the south in the summer, I get like a little bit panicked during the night. Because, oh my, it's dark. It's like compact darkness. And I'm used to having light around me. Yeah, it's light and quite a simple but beautiful nature. Verkligen älskar sommarnätterna för att det är så här ljust, dygnet runt och väldigt, väldigt vackert. Det blir lite speciellt ljust eftersom att solen går genom så många luftlager på kvällarna. Men det är fruktansvärt vackert och jag älskar att cykla genom staden när det är helt ljust på natten och ingen är vaken. Det är fint.
You come up with a name that you like and then I guess you try to register that name in some sort of sense. And if it's a normal name, you won't have a problem. If you want to name the child football, you will have a problem. The basics is that you can't name your child anything you want. So you're not in control of the name of your own baby. The government is.
Jag är också välkommen ombord på ett tågetåg som ska ta oss till Malmö. Det är bland annat Skurup och Svedala. Jag och min kollega kommer alldeles strax mot att kontrollera era biljetter tappvis. Så vänliga har de nära till hand. Jag vill även uppmärksamma på den sista kväll som finns en mindre av.
I don't like pets. I honestly don't like pets. Especially not cats. It could have to do that with the fact that we've never had pets, because my sister has been allergic. We've had goldfish and that little walking stick. Do you know those? The small ones with the long legs. That always escapes in some way from this little glass jar. And I've had frogs. And we had a mouse. All like non-allergic pets. But no cats, no dogs. And I don't like cats or dogs. Especially not cats.
My husband has been playing drums for 10 years in a band in Gällivare in the north part of Sweden, and now when we are living in Piteå or in a village between Piteå and Rosvik, we are having socializing with friends. We have the drums and we're taking the furniture out and we're having dance and just relaxing to have fun in the evening time.
Min sambo och jag, han kommer från Gällivare och spelar trummor i ett band. Och nu bor vi en by utanför.
Min sambo och jag.
Min sambo och jag.
Och spelar trummor i ett band. Gällivare och spela trummor i ett band.
Swedish people are kind of inbounded, I should say. They're very much turned into themselves and are not so... I don't think it's very easy to get to know Swedish people. They're holding them very much to themselves a bit. I think that has to do with Swedish traditions, so to say, that we are the country is not so very dense. People are really spread out in huge areas.
I don't think it's very easy to get to know Swedish people. Svenska är ganska inbundna människor. Men jag tror att det beror på bland annat att det är ett stort land som människor är väldigt spridda. Det är mest kvar. I don't think it's very easy to get to know Swedish people. Svenska är ganska inbundna. Jag tror att det beror på bland annat att svenska är ganska inbundna som jag tror att det beror på bland annat att det är ganska inbundna svenska är ganska inbundna jag tror att det beror på bland annat att det är ganska inbundna svenska är ganska inbundna. Jag tror att det beror på den här. Man som människor är väldigt utspridda. Det blir just på den här människor. I don't think it's very easy to get to know Swedish people. They're very much turned into themselves.
Children of today, they watch so many cartoons, so they don't get the beauty of it. But it's an hour of like different clips where Donald Duck is involved in some way or the other. So it's for an hour, you have coffee, loads of little cookies, and everyone is just watching Donald Duck between 3 and 4 every Christmas. And if someone rings the door at 3:20, it's like, who could ring the door now? It's Donald Duck. It's true. It's a true story.
Mm. I don't know if it's one memory or if it's a memory put together by several.
I don't know if it's one memory or if it's a memory put together by several.
I don't know if it's one memory or if it's a memory put together by several.
I don't know if it's one memory or if it's a memory put together by several.
I don't know if it's one memory or if it's a memory put together by several. I don't know if it's one memory or if it's a memory put together by several.
I don't know if it's one memory or if it's a memory put together by several, but we used to go on vacation, and we used to go to Denmark, and Denmark has these beautiful beaches, like sand beaches, very large sand beaches. So we always used to go down to the beach every day and bring little sandwiches and yogurt and hang around, and if it was cold I could put my dad's robe around me. And we just stay there all day in Denmark on the beach. And it was, I loved it.
När jag var liten så brukade vi åka till Danmark, och då, i Danmark så finns det jättestora fina vita stränder dit vi brukade gå, så brukade vi ligga där hela dagarna, och så tog man med sig mackor och yoghurt, och om det blev kallt kunde man låna pappas morgonrock, och så brukade vi bara vara där hela dagarna.
Yeah, my father has always been living in Stockholm, and I have always been living with my mother in Umeå, so I didn't grow up with my father, but he also told me stories, because he was like recording several cassettes with sagas about a little white kind of trolls living in a imaginary world, and then he was like reading that saga to me, and sometimes he stopped reading and just, okay, I'm going to play a little bit of banjo, so just chill out, or, oh, I couldn't sleep, it's like 4 a.m. in the morning, today we're going to go to my neighbor and pick up his boat, blah, 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 and he was just talking about his everyday life, and those are really, really, really good to listen to, even now. I would love to make them digital so I can keep them with me, so I'm going to do that soon.
There is Swedish culture, I guess, that you show to other people, and there's the Swedish culture that you take part in.
Das war Soundprints Sealed in Sweden von Colin Black, eine Produktion des Schwedischen Rundfunks 2011. Im Kunstradio konnten Sie dieses Stück im Rahmen des Austauschprogramms der Europäischen Rundfunkvereinigung EBU hören. Wir danken für Ihre Aufmerksamkeit. Präsentation Anna Socek, Redaktion Elisabeth Zimmermann und Technik Ottmar Bergsmann.